producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's the week of Thanksgiving, and I hope a lot of you have a fantastic week. Be safe when you travel. Man, it is absolutely crazy out there for a lot of you that are going to be traveling, whether it's by car or bus or plane or train. Craziest time of the year. And so be very, very safe as you travel. Keep looking around you. It's a scary time of the year with everything that's going on with ISIS and everything else. So be safe. And for those of you that probably don't remember, today is the anniversary of the shooting of JFK in Houston. Just a little information I thought I'd pass on to you. A sad day in history. Daniel, let's go to the phone lines and do a little bit of gardening. Who do we have up first this hour?
Well, first up this hour, we've got Marty from New Hampshire. She's got a question about her mulch and a question about her peppermint and a couple others, too.
Okay, Marty, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you. Okay, good Thanksgiving week. I had some help, so I'm not sure I did things in the right order, but I put our pine needles that have dropped in my bed along the house, which has azaleas and hydrangeas and some other things already. And then I was thinking, I thought you might have said in the past not to do that till the ground was frozen.
How thick did you put the pine needles down?
Oh, maybe an inch or inch and a half. I don't think it's too thick.
Okay, yeah, I wouldn't be concerned. If you had put down 6 inches,
oh, no.
Then that would be a place where mice could tunnel into and make a nice soft place to live for the winter. But if you only put down 1 inch, then you should be okay. And, you know, it is Thanksgiving is Thursday, so that we are close to the time of the year where your mice and your moles and your voles have found a place to live for the winter. And I wouldn't be concerned if it had been really warm weather, maybe further south, like towards Washington or Delaware in that area, then I would hold off a little bit longer. But when you're in New England, New York, Pennsylvania, and west, then timing is right and you shouldn't be concerned at all. You did the right thing.
Oh, great. So we also put down some mulch from wood chips that have mulched themselves up a little bit. But again, it's only maybe 1 or 2 inches, so same.
Yep.
Same thing. Yep. And then, yep. Then I had help, and we put a bunch of deer spam down around my new plants. Now that's under the mulch. So does that mean it's not going to be any use at all?
Oh, no. It will work fine, because by putting it on the foliage, it is absorbed into the plant. And then you put the mulch on top of it. So if the deer come to your home and they start with their hoofs, start to dig, and then they find it and they take a bite of it, they're going to leave it alone.
Okay, so I didn't put it on the foliage. I just we sprinkled it around the bottom. Is that okay?
Okay. Yep, that's fine. Because as long as you don't have over a foot of snow, the deer repellent will be effective for about 30 days.
Okay. And then the last thing was my house smells like peppermint right now because I've got peppermint balls all over the house trying to make sure no mice have found their way in.
Right.
That has a good chance of working, or should I add something to it?
The mouse magic that we promote on the radio is dried peppermint, dried spearmint, and a few other ingredients. And you put these in the tool shed or a place that you don't continuously open, like a garage, so that the fragrance builds up. And the scent of the peppermint and spearmint will drive the mice out of that area, and it will prevent them from making a nest in there.
Okay.
And it's going to work really, really well for you. Even, see, right now is when the mice are, and probably in some areas, they're almost like rats, but smaller.
Yeah.
They're looking for a place to stay for the winter. And if you put in your peppermint balls that you've made in your home, crawl space and stuff like that, in your basement, it will tell them that they don't like the smell and they're not going to go in there and they're going to go elsewhere to spend the winter, and that will be outside because they know when they come in, they can't tolerate the smell of peppermint and spearmint, and it works very well, and that's why this mouse magic is so effective. But you've got the real thing fresh from the garden. It's a lot more potent, and your house must smell beautiful right now. So you've done everything right.
Okay, thank you so much, and happy Thanksgiving.
And happy Thanksgiving to you, too, and your family. Bye-bye now. See, isn't that great? When people use herbs, not just for cooking, but for protecting their property. And fresh mints work very well. And they've run some major tests at universities that when they've taken peppermint and spearmint and they've treated an area like a tool shed, a camper, a trailer, that the mice will not go in it because of the smell. And when this mouse magic first came out, I took two of the little tea bags from the mouse magic and I put it in my tool shed. I closed the door and didn't go in it for probably a week because I was doing other things. After a week, I went in and closed the door, and my eyes started to water. It was that strong of a smell. And I said, whoa, this stuff really, really works. I mean, if I'm watering, imagine what a mouse will do. Went back out, kept it closed, and that winter I had no damage in my tool shed. The mice did not touch anything, and in the spring when I opened it up, there were no nests, no damage, so now I put it in my tool shed every year during the month of November so that if they do come in looking for a place to make a nest, they're not going to be able to stand the fragrance of it, because if it made my eyes water, it would make them too. Okay, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Kim from New Hampshire. She's got a problem with some moles and voles.
Kim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tell me about
you
it. Where
several times on what to do, but I just can't remember what you said. I have a lot of sinkholes in my yard, and we live on a pond, so we really don't want to use anything that's going to, you know, run off into the pond.
Right, right.
You know?
Okay, there are two things. Now, you have to remember one thing. A vole with a V is a vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
And that little rodent will eat like carrots from your vegetable garden. They'll eat the roots of daylilies, hosta, peonies, bleeding heart. A mole with an M will eat grubs in your lawn. So if you're walking on your lawn and the grass gets soft, or you find mounds of soil, then most likely it's a mole. So a vole would be in a vegetable garden or a flower bed. Now you treat
both. Yeah, this is in the lawn mostly.
Okay, then you would what you would use. There are two products. One is from Bonide. And it's a very, very effective product, and it's called Mole Max, M-O-L-E-M-A-X, and it comes as a granular that you can put down with your spreader, or a liquid with a that you connect to the hose and you spray it, and there's also a company called Fertilome. And their product is called Mole Go, both as
mole,
a granular. Mole Go.
Go?
And the Geo. The active ingredient is castor oil.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
If you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property, not sure what to plant, need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio, call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Hi, this is Paul Parent. My family and I are making Christmas wreaths and centerpieces again this year, celebrating our 25th anniversary. All wreaths are made in Maine of fresh-picked balsam fir and other natural greens and decorated with cones, berries, pods, and other holiday decorations. I hand-make all bows of waterproof red velvet ribbon. They are double-sided. Not single-sided like other companies. That's twice as much fresh greens on each wreath, and it will not scratch your door. Look at www.paulparent.com to see what we have to offer. We ship from November 24th to December 22nd and enclose a gift card with your special message. Or call us at 207-985-6972. 207-985-6972, 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, and Sunday from 10 to 6.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Well, we're talking with Kim about moles and voles. And she was concerned about hurting a stream or a lake or a pond. And the active ingredients is for Mole Max and Mole Go is castor oil. And the way that it works is really kind of unique. It doesn't hurt them. It's not a poison. And if you have pets that walk on your lawn or kids that play in your lawn, it will not hurt them at all. So you apply the product, the rain will wash it in, and when the rodent starts tunneling through your soil, and you can use this in the vegetable garden too, he will get the castor oil on its fur because it's sticky. And the mole or the vole doesn't like the feel of this sticky castor oil. And like a cat, it will start to lick the fur to clean itself to get that stickiness off. And what happens is castor oil is a laxative, so it gives the rodent diarrhea. And it's smart enough to know the next day it happens again, the next day it happens again, that I better get out of here, because every time I dig, I end up getting the runs. And it moves out. And it's a really good product. It doesn't pollute anything. It's all natural. And it doesn't hurt anybody. And while we're talking about that, those of you that have a garden along a walkway or along your driveway, instead of using rock salt, there's a product called Ice Melter, and it's from Natural Alternative. A Natural Alternative makes a lawn fertilizer during the spring, summer, and fall, and in the winter, they make this Ice Melt. It's an all-natural product. It's pet-friendly. so that if your cat or dog walks on it, it won't burn the pads of their feet. It's non-toxic. It's biodegradable. And when you sprinkle it on your walkway, if you get it on the lawn or in the garden by accident, it will not hurt or burn the grass or your perennials. If you get it on concrete, it won't crack the concrete. But best of all, if you bought a 50-pound bag of rock salt, it would cover 5,000 square feet for 50 pounds. If you bought a 50-pound bag of the natural alternative ice melter, it would cover 12,500 square feet. That's almost three times the area. So it's a real good product, and you got to remember that winter is coming, and they ship it for free. Now, let me give you that phone number. It's 888-546-5941. 888-546-5941. Their website is icemelter, M-E-L-T-E-R.com. And just tell them that you heard about it on my program, and they'll ship it to you for free. And they've got several sizes. Order it now, and that way when the snow and the ice comes, you'll be ready. But remember, a 50-pound bag of rock salt, 5,000 square feet, and compared to ice melter that does 12,500 square feet. And the other thing is temperature. If you put down rock salt on the ground, it will melt the ice until the temperatures change. And when the temperatures get to like zero, the rock salt doesn't work anymore. The ice melter will work to minus 16 degrees. So it works under colder temperature. If we can help you, give us a call. 855-660-4261. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. inflation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, the number here is 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Norman from Mass. He's got a question about oaks and some problems with the acorns they're producing.
Okay. Norman, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Thank you for taking the call. Paul, I want to ask you my question, then I got something to say about the deer. I live in a heavy oak area.
Yep.
It's a development that was all woods about 40, 50 years ago, and there's still a lot of oaks around. And this year, the acorns that dropped off the tree were incredible. And you can't walk on the lawn without pressing these acorns down into the soil.
Right.
It's just impossible to rake them up. What happens? How can I help myself rid myself of these oaks germinating in the spring.
Okay. The easiest thing to do, now, if you've got a small lawn or a lawn that's, you know, not huge, they do sell, believe it or not, if you go to a feed and grain store, more likely there than at a nursery, an acorn rake. And it's a rake that when you pull it across the yard, across your lawn, actually has a bag on it, so that you would rake, the acorns go into the bag, and then you just empty it into a garden cart or a barrel. And that way you're not pressing them into the ground. But when I lived in Massachusetts, like you, we had a lot of oaks throughout the yard. And in the spring, it looked like a whole new forest that was developing.
Correct.
And all I did is I would mow it a couple of times, and that was the end of it. I didn't need to use a weed killer or anything like that. I saw the leaves come up, and I went, uh-oh. And I lowered my blade a little bit. I cut it down and then raised the blade back to where it should be. And then a few came back, I'd say probably a third, and I mowed it again, and that was the end of it, because you've taken the stem and all the foliage out, and it's very difficult for the plant to recover. It's just like if you had a tree and you cut it off at the ground, most likely it would not come back. And this being a young seedling, just cannot tolerate being cut as close to the ground as that. And that solved the problem, and I never had to use a weed killer. But I know what you mean, and I'll tell you, I was at the Grand Canyon many years ago with a group of people that we travel with, and there was a lot of acorns in the park where we stayed. And we got up real early to see the sunrise come into the Grand Canyon, which is, if you're ever there, you got to see it. And there were elk walking around these cabins that we were staying in, and they were just eating the vegetation, the grass, and whatever. And I said to the ranger, I can't believe how many acorns you have here. And he says, well, it's not always like this. He said that the trees and Mother Nature work in harmony. And some years you'll have only a few, and some years you'll have a ton. And we in the Park Service think that when we have a lot of acorns, we're going to have a lot of snow. And Mother Nature is making a lot of acorns to feed her animals so that they don't die during the winter months. So I always, being that I have a lot of oaks in my house here in Maine, and this year, like you, I have a ton of them. And last year, we had a ton of them. It could be a winter with a lot of snow, and it's Mother Nature's way of providing food for the animals during the winter season.
Okay. Okay, Paul, and I heard the other caller say something about getting rid of deer, and I just happened to go to my local garden center last weekend, and they gave a talk about repelling deer and keeping deer off your property, and there was a couple of different methods. One, there was a fella selling a deer fence that is coated with coated wire that he has developed that doesn't rust and it lasts many years, and
right,
that gets expensive. Mm-hmm. And then there was another fellow talking about how you put these different products that repel deer, but he says the main thing you got to remember is you can't keep using the same product time after time. Once you use one product, then you change to another product. You got to keep changing up, otherwise the deer it's not effective.
Right.
So if you use, like, I don't know if I can say this, if you use one product A, you put product A down, and then the next time you want to put something down, you put product B down, and, you know, and you keep changing. Go back to A or go to product C. You got to
right.
keep changing. Otherwise, all these treatments are useless, and they said that the different urines that they sell are useless.
You've got to keep changing it around because they get accustomed to it, and when they get really, really hungry, they'll just go after it. If you want to use... I went to visit a friend in Wells, Maine, and he had a home that was two blocks from the ocean. And when I got there, he said, we only stay here during the early spring, summer, and into the fall, and then we close it up for the winter. And they did some landscaping, and the deer came in, and I was amazed they came in that close, but there's nobody there because everybody has gone for the winter because everything is closed. And the deer came in, and they ate everything.
Mm.
So the following year, what he did is he got some tomato steaks, and he put some tomato steaks around the plants, and he bought some plastic, black plastic netting. And he stapled the plastic netting to the stakes and then attached the netting to the stake and then stapled it to the house so that it created a wall. And he said he does that every year now. The deer will eat the neighbor's shrubbery, and they don't bother. If you just put up a fence that, say, is 5 feet tall, the deer can jump a chain-link fence that's 6 feet. So putting up a fence that's 5 to 6 foot tall will not always keep them out, especially if they're hungry. So he just bought this bird netting. It's a black plastic netting. And when he closes his camp up for the season, he puts these stakes around it, staples it to the building, runs it over to the stake and staples it to those, and he's created a barrier that the deer will not jump on, because if they do, they fall into the net, get tangled into their horns, and they're smart enough to know that there is a fencing that goes all the way over it, and it keeps them out.
Yeah.
So that's something that you could do.
This garden center was also provided a list of plants that deer don't care for, but that doesn't mean that they won't go after them anyway.
Right.
And they were recommending prickly plants may deter deer also.
You know, the thing that amazed me is when we first moved to Kennebunk, where I live now, there was only a few people with homes on the street. Now the street is all filled with homes. And I had planted some holly. And I never thought the deer would eat holly because of the thorns
right.
all the way around the edges. And sure enough, the deer came in during the winter and they ate my holly right to the ground. And it just blew my mind because I would just touch it. And the sharp edges on the leaf of the holly would prick my fingers. And I'm saying, how can the deer eat this with all these thorns on it? So if the deer is hungry enough, they'll eat just about anything.
Right.
So, as you said, you got to keep changing so they don't get immune or accustomed to it. That's number one. And if you've got a lot of them, then you've got to create a barrier to protect your property or your plants. Otherwise, if we get a winter like we did last year, you know, my house here in Maine, we had over 100 inches of snow. My son, who lives in Massachusetts in Lowell, he had 126 inches. So let's hope that that doesn't happen this year and that we don't have a problem with the deer.
Okay, thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you. Great question, and I'm glad you talked about it because it's of concern to everybody. And if you could put your deer repellents on your plants right now, the deer are moving around right now. And in New England, it's the deer hunting season, and they're moving out of the woods and they're going into more residential areas. They know that you can't shoot in a residential area. So there are more deer in a residential area than in the woods. They know when the season ends, and then they go back into the woods. So if you can mark your property with these repellents now, that way, if the deer come into your yard and you put a repellent down, they're going to know that they don't like that. And they most likely will not come back until next year. And then you try a different product. So start doing it now. And if you have newly planted fruit trees, apples, peaches, pears, plums, the deer will eat the buds off the tips of the branches. So treat your fruit trees so that they don't eat the tips of the branches off, and then you've got no buds to make new growth, to make flowers, and to make fruit on your trees. So the best time to put down the animal repellents is right now, when they're moving around looking for food and getting a trail to find food during the winter. And if you have arborvitae, treat them. Because if they find your arborvitae, they'll eat your arborvitae as high as they can reach.
If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life.
For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Norman from Massachusetts, or I think Maine, actually. He's got a question about some problems he's having with salt.
Okay, Norman, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Yeah, thank you. I heard you talking earlier about salt and calcium chloride that the snow, that the plows plow the snow, contains those chemicals up onto the area between the curbstone and the sidewalk, especially right, the outermost 2 feet. Not only that, if you have a neighbor that wants to park his car in front of your house, he will shovel as close as he can to the curbstone and throw all that stuff up up onto the grass and kill it. And every spring, same problem. I go out there. Even though I try to shovel the stuff as it slowly melts down out back into the street, he'll shovel it back up onto the grass. So what I'm on the verge of doing is putting down some sheets, which I already have, of clear plastic measuring about 4 feet by about 10 or 11 feet, and hold it down with bricks on the four corners, put it down right before it snows, and then in the spring, try to shovel off as much of those chemicals as I can during the winter. And then in the spring, right at the last minute, pull up the clear plastic, get rid of the bricks. And I'm assuming, I don't think that the sun will heat it up because the sun has to go through the snow. So I don't think there'll be any, or there won't be much grass kill. So before I do it, I says, oh, no, I'm going to call the expert, see what he has to say about it. Okay, it's your
Okay. The only problem that may happen is if you put down a solid plastic barrier on top of the grass, there won't be any way for the gases in the soil to go to escape and escape through the snow. And gases can. And if we do get a lot of snow and it packs down, it could smother some of the lawn that's there. Just like having a layer of leaves sit on your lawn where you made a pile all winter. So it's not getting any light, it's not getting any moisture. And then in the spring, when you go to get the leaves off that you didn't take off in the fall, then you get a big dead spot. So there's a chance. The other thing is, if we get a snowstorm and then it all melts and that plastic stays there for, let's say, 2 weeks until we get another snowstorm and the sun hits the clear plastic, it will act like a greenhouse. And it will thaw the soil underneath the plastic that was frozen before you put the plastic down. And then it snows, and now it freezes. And then you take the snow off, and you get this freezing and thawing, which could create a problem with diseases in your lawn or dehydration of the plants. So I don't know. I wouldn't do the whole area. I would test one spot and see what happens. But I'll tell you, this garden gypsum, it's a natural product. It works very, very well. And what I would do is I would put down the garden gypsum. And if it doesn't rain in the next week, then I would take out the hose and water it in. And then during the winter, as the snow melts, it will push it down further and push it down further and break apart the clay particles so that when the ground does thaw and the spring rains arrive, it's able to flush the salt out of the root zone of your root system of the grass and flowers. And then you won't have a problem. But
wouldn't powdered limestone do the same thing?
No. Gypsum is a product that improves drainage. It prevents the clay from binding together.
Garden centers have that?
Garden centers are feed and grain stores. But I've had very good results using it. And it's used on golf courses so that they don't get big puddles during the winter.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653.